This shouldn't be a thing. If you ever have a thing that you think shouldn't not be, send it in to Calvin, Jane, and me. You like that, Calvin? I sang you a song again.
I loved it. Was that a different version?
It's a different version. It's a remix because I can't remember how the original version went. So I think every time it'll just be a different style of music. So if you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Calvin, Jane, and me by emailing janesays@civicmedia.us, janesays at civicmedia.us. You can also send us suggestions on topics. Send us suggestions for guests. Send us your love. You know, just be like, hey, I really like what y'all are doing. If you don't like us, you can also send it to us as well. Trust me, they do. But that is always the way to get a hold of us. It's very, very fun. We love hearing from everybody. But let's talk about today's topic. This is This Snack Will Shock You edition. Comes from Fox Business. Andrea Margolis has got the byline. Here is the headline, and then I'm going to just jump off of a cliff. I can't believe I'm about to say this. Battery-flavored chips that taste like licking a 9-volt targets millennials hungry for 90s nostalgia. You know, Calvin, you're a Gen Zer, right?
I am Gen Z. I am the oldest part of Gen Z.
An old Gen Zer.
I wasn't born this century, so that makes me old for Gen Z.
Yeah. I just say this because I would like to find I should have asked Dan this question, millennials. Are you missing that feeling of putting a 9-volt battery on your tongue that I guess kids did when they were younger? I don't remember ever doing that, but do you miss that feeling, and would you love it in the form of an edible chip? Well, don't worry, because a chip company called, they are Kind, K-I-N-D Snacks, are coming out with a snack that introduces a battery-flavored corn chip. There is so much here, Calvin. I don't even know where to start. The chips are inspired by a strange but familiar 90s sensation, what many recall as the electric tingle of a 9-volt. First of all, okay, this is not something that happened in the 90s either. I mean, like, it did. It happened now. Kids are still doing, they've been doing it since 9 volts came out. This is not a new thing. This is not something millennials are like, I remember when we invented this idea. They didn't. My cousins did this back in the 80s. We don't need a reminder in corn chip version. It says, a curiosity that once bordered on a rite of passage. All right, calm down. Rewind is the name. So it's called Rewind. 9-volt battery. Electric. Rewind now offers a snackable way to revisit one of the 90s weirdest and shared experiences. No batteries required. I see what you did there. Great, great usage of language. Now, here's the thing that really blows my mind, Calvin. You're all sitting here listening to this and saying, God, can America get any weirder? Can we get worse? Can we get dumber? Can we get more desperate? All the things you want to say about America. This is not available in America. This chip is not available here right now. It's only available, if you are an American, you actually can get it. But commercially, it's available at certain Dutch retailers. So in Holland, it's available. Because I thought this is the kind of thing I thought the Dutch people would look at America and go, what's wrong with you? But if you are an American consumer, you can request samples through their Instagram page. So if you want to taste a chip that has a, quote, very hard-hitting acidic zing to the tongue, followed by, wait for it, salty metallic notes. Calvin, I'm really upset that you brought this to me because I'm getting really old man angry for some reason, and I don't know. And PJ says it best. That's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Does anybody want this? Calvin, you're an old Gen Zer. Do you want this?
I'll pass. Okay. I don't like sour things that much, especially.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want to get a hold of it, get a hold of them on Instagram and enjoy the shocking taste of chips that taste like a battery. That's all for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.